I've been joined on the phone now by the multifaceted stand-up comedian, TV presenter, radio presenter, pundit, everything you can possibly imagine, Des Clark. How are you, Des? You all right?
I'm great. After that build-up, I feel that you are my new agent. entire CV. I'm well, mate. I didn't know I'd done so much. That's great.
Well, to be fair, I mean, I remember you, my first memories of you would have been in the early 2000s on the Live Floor Show on BBC. Yes. And then, of course, after that on SMTV Live.
That's right, yeah, that's where it started for me. That's where I got going. Early 2000s, started stand-up at the age of 19, and Live Floor Show was brilliant. It was a great showcase for Scottish comedy, and I came on just being mental and manic and jumping about sweating. And I think generally that behaviour would get you arrested, but in this line of work, it gets you a gig on telly, and that was my first TV exposure. And then about a year or so later, I got a radio gig on Beat 106, and then a few months after that, I got the SMTV kids telly show on ITV. So suddenly, within about 18 months to 2 years of starting out, I'm on telly in front of 2-3 million people every Saturday morning. I'd no idea, but I was doing that and then doing gigs in places like the State Bar in Glasgow to 32 people on a Friday night. So it was good to have that two worlds going at one time, and it was just a lovely start to the career. And from then, I've just been lucky enough that I've just kept on building it.
I think what made you so likeable was your awkward brand of observational comedy. You know,
yes.
A lot of it you felt, should I laugh at this or not? And it was just...
You definitely should.
That's no, without a doubt, yeah. It was very funny. But at the same time, it was, you had a warmth about your personality that just attracted people to you.
Well, thanks very much. That's really nice of you to say. You're now writing my Tinder profile as well. That's
just swipe right. Is that what it is?
That's it. Swipe right all the time. No, I think, that's so lovely of you to say that. I think that comedy or any kind of performance where you're being yourself, you have to be an accurate version of you as much as you can. And I know a lot of comedian friends of mine that they go on stage and they're a totally different person. And it's not always a good thing. It's different from doing a character. I think it's just an extended version of who you are. And certainly, you know, standing up, first time doing the comedy, I was very naive, but also very nervous and was not worldly wise in any way. So at that time, it just was very fast-paced, 100 miles an hour, loads of manic, weird observations coming out of nowhere. And I still have that element to my style, although obviously I've grown into myself and matured a bit. And I know that doing that style for 10 minutes is fine, but for an hour and a half show, I think me and the audience would collapse at the end of it. So it's a wee bit of an evolution from them, but I still remember those days fondly, and that's what launched me. And I've got some of the tapes from back then. I look back now and again, really just fondly at that wee guy that didn't have a clue what he was doing, but somehow muddled through, and it was really nice.
And I mean, your career has, it's been amazing over the past 12, 13 years. The fact that you've done the pitch side reporting for rugby and football, and your newspaper column, and your, as you say, your radio presenting. But you haven't been on tour for the past 5 years. What's kind of put you back on the road again?
Well, you know what? It was last year, because the things that you mentioned are probably why I've not been on tour. It's, you know, trying to multitask is something that I'm not great at. And doing this breakfast radio show for Capital means I get up every Monday to Friday morning at 4:30. And I'm on air 6 till 10. And then, you know, you've got to have debriefs and meetings and all that. So it's a day's work got out of the way before the afternoon starts. But it's an early start, loads of commitments and other stuff. As you say, I'm always busy, but I'd forgotten what I really loved doing, and that was touring with stand-up. Now, that's not to say that I wasn't doing circuit gigs and appearances and guest spots and playing the clubs, but actually saying, here's my own gig, come and see me. I missed that, and I hadn't realised it had been 5 years. And after the Commonwealth Games gig last year, which was huge for me hosting that, I sold out my run at the end of the Fringe, and I had so many folk get in touch through Twitter and say, we'd love to have come and seen you. We came to Edinburgh, it was sold out, or we tried to get tickets. Will you come and play our town, or come and do a gig somewhere near us? And I thought, right, I'll sort this out next year. I'll put it in the diary, and I'll get a wee tour going around Scotland, first of all. And that was it. And from then on, I booked it, and I'm nearly at the end of it now. And I love the fact that I've done it, and I will never leave it 5 years again, I'll tell you that.
Well, I mean, that's fantastic, because I mean, you do have so many fans out there that want to see you as well, because obviously you have regular spots at the Fringe, and you've been all over the world,
yeah,
as well, in New York and Dubai and places like that. But what is it you most enjoy about doing the stand up again, at like your own audience?
Yeah. Oh well, that's good. The fact that they see you, and there's such a difference because they've made a choice, and this is what you get when you do the festival, when you do these tour gigs, that they could have done anything else with their money or with that evening, but they decided, I'm going to go and see that Des Clark. And when I first started that, I didn't get this, and I always thought, I better move an interval because they'll leave, they'll not come back. They'll realise that I'm a faker, you know, I always feel like I get found out, but it's such a warm gig then because everybody's like, yeah, I'm up for this. You've already bought into the guy. And I always feel that when I go and see someone as well, as opposed to a stand-up bill where there might be three or four of you on, or maybe even more, they're just there for a general night and you happen to be one of them. It's the opposition of maybe a buffet versus a meal that they've chosen to go for. Mm-hmm. And that's what it feels like. I feel like a giant bowl of spaghetti bolognese. And effectively, I'm just there to, you know, fill the comedy palette. And it makes me relax a bit more and I can feel more comfortable. I don't have to try too hard. I can settle in my material. I obviously get to do it a bit longer. It'll be 2 45-minute halves. I'll take a support with me that'll do a bit as well. We give a full show. You'll be in there for a good couple of hours. And I always say, people, every step of the way in the tour have said what a great night they've had. They've always laughed loudly and put a smile on their face. And if you can do that, it sounds a bit cheesy, but it's a great feeling for me, and it's good to see the audience going away happy as well.
See, the way you're building it up now is making me sad. I'm going to miss it. I feel really bad now. But I do think that you should... I know, but this was a Christmas present.
I'm not getting in the way of Christmas presents.
No, it was...
That's it. You'll see me again, don't worry about
definitely.
It. But maybe I'll come back, who knows.
Oh, hopefully. I mean, definitely you should add to your website that you're like a bowl of bolognese. That has got to be the best analogy ever.
That's it. Never mind the bolognese. That's what it's about.
So, I mean, I was going to ask what the audience can expect from your show, but you've just told me they're 2 45-minute sets, and I think they're going to be so lucky to see you. And
thank you.
So annoyed that I'm not going to see you. But Des, thank you very much for your time.
Anytime. It's a pleasure speaking to you. I'm looking forward to doing it, and I'll be bringing the pasta, the mince and the tomato sauce. Everything. I'm ready for it. Come and see it.
Break a leg. Have a fantastic gig tonight.
Cheers, pal. Thank you. Great to speak to you.
All the best, Des. Thank you.